Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you today. Today, if you have a prayer request and you'd like for me to pray for you, you can write me at Trucking for Jesus, Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Now I'd like to pray with you. Lord, I pray for each and every one that's listening under the sound of my voice. I ask, God, that you touch them and bless them and encourage their hearts through your precious word. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'd like to read a verse of scripture out of Proverbs. And it's Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. It says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." This is talking about man. You know, as what goes into your heart, what you're looking upon is what you become. What you're thinking upon is what you is how you act. What you're feeding into your life is how you are. A lot of people, they want to do better, they want to act better, but let me tell you, you can't keep doing the wrong thing and have a right life. Let me repeat that. You can't keep living a wrong life and doing wrong things and expect a right life. You gotta live the way that God has intended for you to, and that's in His precious word. So many times we wonder why we're in the mess that we're in, and we wonder why we act the way we do. Have you ever noticed that how when your children get around certain other children, they come home with traits that are not what you think they ought to be? It's because what you surround yourself is what's going to affect your thinking and your attitude. But let me tell you something. If you'll take time, as the Bible says, to renew your mind in the Word of God, and people are wanting a change today in our country, and the only change that's going to come is through the Word of God, because God's Word is faithful and God's Word is true, and God's Word works. God's Word works. If you want a change in your life and in your home, you got to keep your mind renewed by the Word of God. There's three basic things we need to do. We need to pray, we need to read God's Word, and we need to be in fellowship with other Christians. You see, when you're in fellowship with other Christians, you are encouraged by them and they are encouraged by you, and we need support. We need to support others, and we need the support of our brethren. And let me tell you, if ever there was a time you supported your church and backed up your church, it needs to be now. Because America is in a shape like she's never been in before. And we as God's people need to stand forth. And we need to think upon the good things and do that which is right. And not hold hatred and bitterness in our hearts. But live the holy life. And when people come around us, they can know that there is a difference in us. But you know what? If you feed yourself with the things of the world and the evil and feast upon that, that's how you're going to react and that's how you're going to be. Today, I pray that you'll have a reality check, that you'll check and look around and see what kind of friends you're hanging with. And I want to ask you something with your party friends. If you couldn't afford the booze or the drugs or the good time, will they still be your friends? Let me tell you something, people, we need to know that the Bible says Jesus is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He'll stay with you when everybody's on your side. He'll stay with you when everybody's against you. He'll stay with you when you got money in your pocket. He'll stay with you when you don't. And he'll stay with you through everything that you go through. And let me tell you, he won't only stay with you, but he'll help you and he'll sustain you and he'll bless you and he'll watch over you. My husband always said, God is faithful. And I want you to know God is faithful to heal, God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. Today, I want you to ask yourself today, what am I putting into my heart? What am I putting into my marriage? What am I putting into my children? Because what you feast upon is what you're giving out to others. A lot of times we don't understand why we encounter the things we do, but it's because like spirits attract like spirits. I want to say that again. Like spirits attract like spirits. Be careful who you hang with. Be careful where you go. It's a little song we used to sing in Sunday school years ago. It said, little eyes, be careful what you see. Little ears, be careful what you hear. Little mouth, be careful what you say. And little feet, be careful where you go. And little hands, be careful what you do. Take that today and be blessed. Lord, touch my people today and give them a wonderful day in you. And I thank you in Jesus' name.